This is Daniel.
Hi, Daniel. It's Amy from Cardiff.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. Is this your cell phone?
Yeah, this is my cell.
Okay. Yeah, I had called your direct line without realizing that you put a different number in your email, and David answered the phone. I was confused. I was like, oh, I thought I was calling Daniel. He's like, no, this is David. I'm answering on his behalf. You know, can I help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, trip me out for a little bit.
Save my cell in case you need anything. Okay. If I'm ever in the road. I don't go out too that much on the road, but if I ever am, you can give me a call. So,
all right. Thanks.
So the thing that I wanted to talk about is just this Fintana deal.
Yeah.
So I put in the request for the underwriter for those weekly payments.
Oh, awesome.
Something that I didn't mention. That I think Grant is familiar with, but I just should have sort of mentioned it in the meeting as well. Deals that are bank-like mails, we can get them approved for weekly payments internally, but the transaction essentially, you know, so our relationship with bank-like mails is they allow us to lend in certain states that we might not be able to without the charter bank, right? But they fund the transaction, and we purchase it back after 5 daily debits.
Okay.
So most states, like, are for a financial business loans, and we can structure the contract as weekly payments. But on a deal in this situation, just based off the state that they're in, it's funded under Bank of McMill. So what we do is we essentially get it approved internally for weekly payments after the first 5 daily debits, which then calls us back and says, hey, it was approved prior to funding to restructure my payments weekly. Can you please restructure the payment schedule? So it's a bit more complicated when it's a bank like Mills deal instead of just like having a contract that reads daily payments from funding. So that's just something to keep in mind. I put in the request and you can sort of relay that to the rep. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so what you're saying is because of the state that this customer is in, that's why there's a little bit of a process in getting weekly approved?
Yeah, so it
Long
can get
story
approved,
short.
But
okay.
It's just essentially got to be funded on daily first, and then you purchase back the loan, and they call for a financial, and then say, hey, I need to restructure my payments to weekly. So, yeah, it's definitely a bit more of a process.
Yeah.
As opposed to just certain deals where we can just say, hey, weekly payments approved, here's the contract, read them weekly payments. But the underwriter's going to respond with a note pretty shortly saying, weekly payments approved pending bank-like mills or bomb modification. So, like, when we purchase back the loan, he's essentially saying that we can do that weekly.
Okay. So when... In all of this, does this affect, like, the customer in any way directly, or is this something that kind of just goes on behind the scenes? Like,
it's something that the rep should definitely relay to the customer because the contract is going to read daily for the and bank-like mills is going to debit daily for the first 5 days. After they debit the fifth payment for a financial purchase is back the loan, and then they can call us directly saying, hey, it was approved prior to funding that you guys would debit daily after the first 5 payments. Can you please restructure my payment schedule?
Okay.
And the thing is, the reason those deals, why it's a bit more tricky, and that's in less of our states. We typically just do more for financial business loans, but is because we can't put it in writing. We can just verbally confirm with the customer that that's the process that happened. So depending essentially on how much control the rep has on the merchant, they should either go that route or not. But does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
It's a bit more complicated, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is anything that has come up before, and I'm not... You know, maybe it has for Grant, but it's definitely something good to know. And I'm sure, you know, if we cross this bridge again, we can definitely kind of know what to expect moving forward. So it's really a state restriction kind of thing.
Exactly.
That determines.
So it's a state restriction. And when I get back to the office, maybe just shoot me an email to remind me. I can send you over the states that we do bank-like mills deals in.
Okay.
So that would mean that essentially we'd have to do this where we get it approved internally by our underwriting department, and then we can adjust weekly after 5 debits. If it's in that one of those states with bank-like mills, And then if it's just a for a financial business loan state, the contract can always read weekly.
Okay.
So yeah, if you want to just maybe shoot me an email just as a reminder to get those states over to you, I can send them to you so that you've got an idea of when the rep might request weekly. You can say, hey, they can do weekly here, but it's going to be after 5 daily debits or something.
Sure.
So.
Yeah, actually, you guys are the only one with the approval on the table right now. We do have this add-on deck, but I think, you know, in case that they do come back with weekly payments approved, I wanted to have that option to present as well for Fora. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, to just any time that you see an approval come out, just put a note into the system even saying, hey, can we approve this for weekly, and the underwriter should get back to you straight away as well.
Okay. So just directly in the portal?
Yeah, because it might even be quicker than just sending me an email. Sometimes you can give me a call just to follow up, but as soon as you add in that note, an email goes to myself and the underwriter who's going to be reviewing it. So.
Okay. Right on. Well,
all right, cool.
I think I've got it from here. Are you guys on to your next visit now?
Yeah, we're in we just checked into the hotel in San Diego. It's like we're on the waterfront. It's pretty incredible down here.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's so nice. Yeah. No, it's so we got a few more meetings and then
get some Mexican food tonight.
Yeah, oh yeah. that last place, Lucho Libre, right?
I think
that's what it was called. It was so good.
Nice.
Anywhere that you'd recommend in the city? We're like downtown.
You guys are in the Gas Lamp kind of area? Or?
Let me see where we're at. One second. We are at... We're on the Bayfront, San Diego Bayfront, One Park Boulevard.
Okay. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll shoot you an email just because there are like neighborhoods that I really like down there. With like, you know, cool breweries and cool restaurants and stuff too.
That'd be awesome.
You know, should be just like a short Uber car drive away.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that sounds good. Like even an area that we should check out would be fun.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a few hours this evening.
Okay.
So
yeah, if you get around to it, Little Italy is really nice in downtown San Diego. It also faces the waterfront, but I think it's a little bit north of where you guys are staying.
Okay. And
yeah,
then you said the gas lamp district.
Yeah, Gas Lamp is a little bit more like in downtown, like the city, but there's also tons of stuff going on there as well. It's pretty close to like the baseball stadium, Petco Park.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
I think we're pretty close to that though. Yeah.
Okay.
We passed it, so
it's
not far away.
You'll realize you're in the Gas Lamp just because like all the street lights and stuff will look different, kind of like old fashioned, like that gas lamp kind of style. So you'll know if you're there. You're not going to miss it.
Yeah, no, it's awesome because I never, when I've been out here before, I never got to see any of the city. Like, I was just straight into offices and then on a flight.
Mm-hmm.
So today I think I'm going to get a few hours just to see a bit of San Diego. And I'm looking forward to it. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys couldn't be here for a better time, so I hope you enjoy.
Oh, yeah, the weather's incredible, and the weather's so much better than New York at the moment, so.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, keep an eye out on the note back from the underwriter on
that
Santana deal, but hopefully now you sort of understand the process of when it's a bank like Mills deal versus a financial business loan, and sort of what the process is there from the weekly payment standpoint.
Okay, will do.
Alright, cool.
All right.
Let me know if you have any questions, and if you got anything that you need, like, feel free to just give me a call on my cell. I'll be back in the office on Monday, but if there's anything today or tomorrow that pops up, just feel free to give me a call, alright?
Okay, I will. You enjoy your rest of your day.
Thanks, Amy, and it's great catching up.
Yeah, likewise. Take care.
Cool, see you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.